from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Let's let everybody hear what sort of started this conversation. Joe Lacob, ESPN, at a Summer League game.
He was a revelation, to be quite honest. I mean, he's one of the, all-rookie team top five in the league. He started a whole bunch of games for us. Steve had troubles getting him off the floor. I mean, he had to have him on the floor. He was so good. He does so many things well. He's ultra-confident. He's got an NBA body. He can get wherever he wants. He obviously can shoot threes. He can drive. He can pass. I mean, what can he do? We're really excited. We think we've got a future all-star.
All right. We've got a future all-star. And again, I'll say this again. I don't love what has organically happened this offseason and that Pods and Kuminga seem to be pitted against one another, partially because there's a lot of trade talk. And there's the, would you include this one? Would you include that one? Would you do both? Would you do neither? And invariably, that leads to people going, you know, well, I like Pods better, or I like Kuminga better. And then there's the minutes thing. Kuminga's been here for 3 years and seemingly needed Twitter in order to get into the starting lineup. And Pods walked in, and they're just like, no, you get to play all the minutes. You get to just be out there all the time. And so I get it. Different paths, different people, different players. Let's go to Shaka in Berkeley with Willard and Dibs. Hi, Shaka. What's up?
Hey, man. How y'all doing, man? It's a pleasure to talk to both of y'all, man. I'm used to calling the ropes about this time, man. Vontae, the best pre and post host of the West Coast, man. So it's always a pleasure talking to you. I love listening to you on national radio, Willard.
Appreciate you, Shaka. It's good to talk to you. And Vontae will be here in an hour and a half. You can call again.
No, you're right. No, I want to ask y'all about it. I think the guy reminds me of Chris Mullins, man. He's not the most athletic person, but he gets to the spots on the floor, and he hustles hard, and he gets rebounds. He's an all-around great player. He reminds me a lot of Chris Mullins, who became a Hall of Fame player and a Dream Team player also. I'm glad he's overachieving. And I just hope all of them come together because they're a more athletic team now.
Now, you're talking about Pods specifically, Shaq. It's an interesting comp. I think, look, Mullen, 6'7", he's a forward and like an all-time shooter.
All-time, yeah.
I don't know that Brandon is going to be any of those things. You know, he's a guard. He's a different player. But listen, it's this stuff, not always, and Shaka, thank you for calling. This stuff can surprise you. You see a rookie, and you're like, oh, he's nice. And I don't know if he's Jalen Brunson or just Brandon Pajemski. I don't know if stardom is in his future, but you can't rule it out. You can't. But what we do know, I think, again, is already pretty good. And you've experienced this, I know, whether it's the Summit, just the voices out there in the Bay Area. Warrior fans right now do not want Kuminga and Pods traded.
No.
They do not. And I don't know what that matters for. I'm not saying the Warriors should act accordingly, but I hear you. We hear you. The fans do not want Kuminga and Pods traded.
At the same time, they want to have a real number two scorer on the team.
Correct.
And even if you think that Kuminga is that guy, you probably want more on this roster anyway. And that's kind of what we're used to with the Kevin Durant sweepstakes and all the rest of it. So Warrior fans want what you probably can't have, which is keep Pods and Kuminga and still bring in somebody who is at that star level or somebody who can help Steph Curry out as a real number two. And I don't think you can do that without parting with Pods or Kuminga, or maybe Pods and Kuminga.
Well, I mean, Kuminga right now is the betting favorite to be the number two scorer. Wiggins can moonlight as it sometimes. I wonder how Pods' scoring will develop. I really do. Do you remember when he said to us that he plans on being the future face of the Golden State Warriors?
Yeah.
You know, all this talk about who's your two, I guarantee you that if Brandon Pajemski were in this room, he'd be like, dude, you're looking at it. I'm right here, and I'm getting ready to be number one.
Yeah, he's looking to pick up the 18 points that left to go to Dallas. So that's really, if you're Pods, you're looking at that first and foremost, because Clay averaged 17.9. Say what you will about his effectiveness or his mood. The dauber was down, but you got 18 points a night that you need to replace, and if you're Pods, you're thinking, all right, I'm gonna fill right in and soak up a lot of those shots, and I'm going to get those minutes, and I'm going to score those points.
What would you set, if you were an odds maker, what would you set Pajemski's over-under at for points per game this year?
Probably
9.3 last year.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. I'd probably put it at 12.5.
Oh, I'd take the over.
Over on 12.5?
I'd take the over immediately. I thought you were going to say something more in the neighborhood of 15.
15's a little spicy for me, but
he's going to get a lot of minutes. He's going to put up a lot of shots.
He is,
there's
but
a lot of shots to go to go around.
You've got a lot of other pieces who are going to come in. Pods last year, what did he play, about 27 minutes a night? Is that what it ended up being? I have it right here. Yeah, 26.6. So is he going to get 35 minutes? I don't know if he gets that much.
Yeah, 30.
Might get 30.
And I think he's higher on the option chart. You know what I mean? Like, there's no Klay Thompson. That's
but
a lot of shots.
But you added Melton and you added Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
Kyle Anderson probably not going to look to score that much. Kuminga's going to have an uptick in his shooting and his attempting to score. Yeah, I'll put it at 12.5.
Okay.
It's probably too low, but I would go under 15.
Big Smooth in Oakland with Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Big Smooth. What are you doing?
Man, I'm about to make me a nice pot of coffee here. But listen, I got to say this, man. But hear me out. The NBA is a business, after all. You have to remember that. I believe, like, if anybody would be honest, Pods is more marketable because he's a white guy who's above average. You think the NBA doesn't want to see some white guys do good in their league? Of course they do. That's not racism. It's called business. It's 101, which is why Pods in Utah, let me get this out. Utah, one of the whitest fan bases in the NBA, of course they would like Pods over Kuminga.
Okay, but that's Utah. But Big Smooth, we can have a conversation. I'm not going to cut you off. Why, like, nobody's marketing Utah. Like, why would you think the NBA, which if you look at the All-Star game, like, there's Jokic and Luka and, like, what makes you think the NBA is like, we need to market white stars? I don't know that there's any financial data that says that's a good thing, or if stars being black is a bad thing.
No, it's not. Again, I stated business. It is better when you have white representation that's above average. You got a lot of white guys in the NBA that are not good, not because they're white, just because they're not good. When you have a exceptional white American player, you don't have many of those. Check around. You don't have a lot of those. And then if you think about it, you're talking, why does Pod say I'm going to be the number two option? I think because somebody told him he was. I think that he was told that. And he's just repeating what he was told. Why is he getting, we're projecting him 35 minutes? Hey, guys, you were just breaking down how Kuminga's deficiencies in this game. Pod has a lot more, if you ask me.
Go ahead and list them. What are they?
Well, Potts is not a good shooter. I know we want to make him into this great shooter. He's not a good shooter. He's a terrible defender. He doesn't do good when he goes to the rim. He's missing layups that could steal a game. Now, those could be more rookie mistakes, but why is he catapulted to 35 minutes? There's a guy on that bench by the name of Moses Moody, who's not a bad player, who for some reason, Pods is way better. Let's face it, Pods has gotten more. His leash was a lot longer, if you guys would be honest. His leash was a lot longer, and I'm hearing, oh, we've got to get Pods in the game. I don't know about that. Well, what if you would have took the same approach to Moses Moody? You think Moses would be better? Of course he would.
No, Smooth, you're running around with blanket statements that the numbers don't back up. I will say that first and foremost. There's a lot of stuff you just threw out there that I want to respond to. First of all, no one said he's getting elevated to 35 minutes a night. I do think it's going to be 30. I do think it's going to be 30. You said he's a terrible shooter. He shot 2.5% better than Moses Moody from three. You're backing Jonathan Kuminga right now, and you're saying Pods was a terrible shooter. Where on earth are you getting this? The numbers completely say the opposite.
He's a guard. He's getting much more time.
So is Moses Moody. He's a guard.
No, Moses Moody is getting spot time. You guys know it's the truth. Moses Moody could play good one game, and the next game, DNP.
I don't argue that. I don't argue that. That's now we're getting into decision making. Let's start with the facts that I'm fact checking you, Big Smooth. You said that Pods is a terrible shooter, and he shot 38.5% from beyond the arc. Moses, 36. Jonathan Kuminga, 32. Where are you getting your facts?
Well, listen, okay, you got me on 2%. I'll give you that. But let me ask you this. The 2% better he is Moses Moody. Is Moses Moody a better defender?
Probably, yes.
Not probably. The answer to that is
better defender. Off ball, on ball, how are we, you know what I mean? Plus, Moses is a third-year player. So, like, who's a better rebounder and why? Moses Moody is 3 inches taller. Who's a better rebounder?
Which is a good thing. He's 3 inches taller, which is a good thing.
But why is he averaging 3 rebounds a night and Pods is averaging 6?
Well, I played college ball. I had a cup of coffee overseas. Maybe it's because the more you play, the better you are.
Maybe.
I'm going to say that.
Maybe.
You think that'll help? You get a little more minutes. You get a little more confidence.
You know,
you can't blame that on Moses Moody. You got to put that on the management.
Okay, Big Smooth. I'm not going to say you don't have some points, and a lot of people want to weigh in. So thank you for calling. But here now this is, and here we go. See, we slip and fall into pitting these players against one another, which I hate. But here is what Big Smooth just got into. I think is the number one Bay Area sports debate over the last year and a half, other than is Brock Purdy actually good or not? Other than that, this is what I hear consistently. Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, Trey Lance.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Brandon Pajemski, it happens repeatedly. And it is the idea that players will play better if you just play them. And the fan goes, you're not playing him. Why are you not playing him? And why are you playing him? And what I fall back on, not saying it's right, but I fall back on the teams are watching these guys around the clock every day in practice, and they are seeing things that lead them to make the decisions with regard to who's getting the playing time. And for some reason, fans head off into their jobs for the day thinking that the Steve Kerrs and the Kyle Shanahans of the world have something against certain homegrown players on their team. And for God knows why. For God knows why. Is it race? Is it sizeism? Defensivism?
Steve Kerr doesn't like to play young players. We know that, right?
Right.
Other than Pajemski and Kuminga.
They're the same age. Right. Yeah. Like, I want to know where that comes from. The idea that you think that coaches are holding certain players down and not other players. And then the players who do get the opportunity, they put up the numbers, and therefore that's what the player who's being held down, the only reason he doesn't have numbers is because he's not getting opportunity.
I do think that Big Smooth had a good point, though, about when the more you play, the more you can get in the rhythm and the better you can play.
Sure,
if you're
but
given more opportunity.
But don't you have to earn your opportunity in life?
I think Moses Moody did earn the opportunity,
but a lot of times
he got shuttled back down to being the 11th man in a 10-man rotation. So he was kind of the odd man out for much of the year last year, and hopefully for his sake, that changes this year. But I look at the roster as it sits right now, and now you've got 12 players for 9 spots or 10 spots, so he's probably going to be in a similar situation as he was last year.
Let's go outside the locker room. Okay? Call someone else's GM. And please, look at these three players. Moody, Kuminga, and Pajemski. All three of them, if you wanted to acquire them, you would want to acquire who you project to be the best player. Okay, you can have any one of the three. Is any GM picking Moses Moody?
Probably not.
No.
He goes third. You're probably taking Kuminga or Pods, depending on what you're looking at. And the contract is a big part of it as well.
Sure, but I'm not here to argue that Moses Moody has not been held off the floor too much. I love the guy. I love the guy. But I do wish for some fans to realize that the backup quarterback syndrome is happening
here. It's a total syndrome, and you left out Elliot Ramos and Luis Matos and Marco Luciano because it's easier to clamor for these guys before they have a chance to come up. And now we've seen Ramos. He's an all-star. So now everyone can see. I told you should have brought him up last year. I knew he was going to be good. And for Trey Lance, all the people who were saying that Trey Lance should start and you're holding Trey Lance down and Kyle screwed up Trey Lance and all the rest of it. Well, where's Trey Lance now? He's in Dallas fighting for his career, trying to avoid being QB4 and being off the roster.
He's not a player. He's not a player right now.
And that's where a lot of times I will also default to management in some cases, but this one's a tough one for me because Moses Moody shows you that he's a good enough player to play, yet he doesn't get that consistent playing time.
I agree with you on that. And the fallback for me on that one has for a long time been this logjam that is created, unfortunately, has cost Moses a number of times. Whose fault is that? I don't know. That's a completely separate debate to me. But I often felt last year that Steve Kerr, as I've told you so many times, it was as if he was supposed to know
right
before the game started who was going to be hot that night. And then whenever you get that wrong, the fans are lined up to scream at you, or you didn't play Moody. Well, right. I didn't know that Moody was going to hit two threes that night and Kuminga was going to be off, or Wiggins was going to coast, or Pajemski wasn't going to have the fastball. Like that, they created a logjam. Their roster was miscast. They got 27 wings and no centers.
And I think the roster, again, is miscast.
I agree.
As it pertains especially to Moses Moody, because now you've got Kyle Anderson, who's going to soak up some of those minutes on the wing, because he can play great defense, and you're going to need him in there. Buddy Hield's going to come in and take up some shots from Pods, I think, when he gets on the floor. And D'Anthony Melton's going to be a guy who has to play in that backup guard spot because he's a great defender. So if you're Moody and you're a good defender and you're a good offensive player, you're good at all those things, but you're not as good on defense as Melton and Anderson, and you're not as good on offense as Buddy Hield. So how are you going to find your way into this rotation?
It's another conundrum.
I hope they trade him. I hope they trade him and Wiggins for something before the season.
Really?
Give Moses Moody a chance to go be an NBA player, because I don't think he's getting it here.
Yeah, but he could. There's all kinds of ways that could turn. An injury could happen.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like that's how Elliot Ramos's career started.
Yeah.
There was an injury. That's how Draymond Green's career started.
That's fair.
There was an injury. Like, you don't know the way this is going to go. I'm glad you brought up the Giants situation, too, because that's another one where they're like, and the Giants' mistake with Luciano, for example, was saying at the end of last year, he's going to be our starting shortstop next year. Don't say that unless you're actually sure, because then we get to a point and we're like, where the hell's Luciano? They won't give this guy a chance. And then he finally gets a chance and he can't pick up a ground ball. He doesn't know where to throw the ball when he gets it, if he gets it. And they know these things. They're evaluating every minute of every day. And largely, while mistake prone because human, they're not stupid. And they're not trying to hold down their own assets. My God, the Warriors would kill for one of these guys to step forward and be like, I got you 24 a night. They'd kill for that. Well, they don't care who he is.
That's what Kuminga did last year. Not 24 a night,
no.
But he stepped forward and basically said his play said, you have to play me. You can't afford to not play me. So do what you want to do with the rest of the roster, guys. But I'm Jonathan Kuminga, and now you're going to play me. And Pajemski did the same thing. He played so well, solid on both ends, that he had to be on the floor.
Well, and also there is, there's intricacies that I think are hard for us to measure. It's easy to come out of a game and been like, boy, Moody should have played more. And Steve Kerr often came on our show and was like, yeah, whoops, should have played Moody more last night. Like, I get that. But when you make a blanket, like Moody's a better defender than Pods, well, it's a true statement. But there's different kinds of defense. Are you on ball? Are you off ball? And there's different lineups that you're going against. Oh, he's a better defender. Well, is he for that guy? Like, how many times did Kerr be like, we went with Wiggins, and the fans are like, why did you go with Wiggins? He's like, well, there's a certain player on the floor that kind of only he can guard. And then Wiggins misses two on offense in a row, and we're like, hucking stuff off our refrigerator. Why is Wiggins in there? Well, he's the only guy that can guard X.
Right.
Who's the player? Whoever. Give me your great wing in the NBA. And we needed somebody to guard Tyrese Maxey. So Wiggins is on the floor. Like, that stuff happens too. And there's kind of no way for us to qualify and quantify that while we're sitting there watching a game. I'm not going to argue with anybody who thinks Moody should play more. Yeah. You know, the other side to this that I think we leave out is all of us as sports fans. It's inherent in us. It's part of our DNA that we want to watch the young players on our favorite team grow and get better. But when you're doing that and at the same time sort of demanding that your team compete for a championship, you're asking for a lot from your coach and your staff.
Especially when you look at the math of it, and there's only 240 minutes in a game.
Yes.
You got 48 minutes across five positions, and so you want to go to a nine-man rotation, and some nights when you're the 10th man, as Moses has been for a lot of his career, you're just not going to get that chance unless something pops up, and then you might only get 6 or 8 minutes. And so it's unfair for him and his development, but it's the reality of what you're looking at. And I think this upcoming year is going to be more the same for Moses Moody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.